This euphonium player is UNC junior Corey Shepherd, a music education student at UNC Chapel Hill. He's practicing a piece for the tuba studio, as he is required to take private lessons on top of his rigorous 15 to 18 credit hour a semester course load.
The classes are kind of closing behind me, and that may not completely be true, but I know like there's a sense of urgency for us to complete our classes and get out of here.
Shepherd learned the program wasn't accepting new students last spring, as it couldn't support low class sizes with only 4 to 7 students. Some students were left unable to apply.
You know, we're always a small program within a medium-sized department.
The program's coordinator, Evan Feldman, says the program will graduate its remaining students. Feldman also hopes the program can return in the future.
We're still looking for ways, largely in partnerships with other colleges in the system, who might have a similar issue in terms of enrollment.
For alumni now teaching middle school students who want to follow in their footsteps, it's awkward news to break. Maddie Marks is a recent program graduate now directing band at Apex Middle School.
I've had a couple of people that, actually some of my own students, that are like, I think I want to be a band director and like, I might want to go to UNC. And there's this little part of me that's like, there's this little thing that the music ed degree is kind of pausing.
The program allowed students to graduate with a music degree and a license to teach music. Mark says people can still be music teachers from UNC, but you need to find a postgraduate program to achieve the license.
So I definitely still encourage people to go to UNC because it's UNC. It is a very good school, and that there are other ways to be able to get that licensure.
However, some veteran teachers worry about the future of music education as a career and its potential impact on future students.
And one and two and ready, go.
This is Michael Jenkins rehearsing with his award-winning band. He's the band director and dean of instruction at Hillsboro's Eno River Academy. He says there isn't enough appreciation for the arts, especially music.
Elective classes, especially music classes, you know, get the short end of the stick in terms, you know, whatever the case may be, scheduling or, you know, things that just makes the job harder.
Jenkins says more needs to be done to support teachers. Shepherd agrees, saying that learning music has a powerful impact.
Music education and education in general is very, very important, I think. Even if you don't intend to teach, just taking some of those classes will give you a whole new perspective.
Shepherd is planning on teaching middle school band to share his passion with students once he graduates. This is W.H. Hayes reporting.